The following program is in no way representative of the high-quality programming usually heard on the Maverick Radio Network. The views expressed and fishing techniques demonstrated are not endorsed by this station. The following is not a news broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm great. Were you asking me?
Yes. Welcome to the Five Count.
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
The Five Count is here.
See ya.
The Rascals.
See ya, DNA.
Are cutting a rug.
See ya, guys. It was a pleasure, as usual.
Those guys.
Did you see their hair?
They all have beautiful hair.
God, it's just like gorgeous hair everywhere. I don't even understand.
Tun has chest hair groomed into the shape of a cross. And that is where it's at.
I do have chest hair. I'm kind of a manly type dude.
He was a little stumped.
Manly.
At first, but he figured it out.
You can't wait a minute now.
Welcome to the Five Count.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Guess what?
We're here. Tons here.
This is a regular type show.
One half of the Zambui Express. Ton. Fresh off the heels of his recent appearance as a celebrity judge at the Landlocked Film Festival.
Yes, that did happen, yes. I was there.
Beautiful.
I judged some films. They were pretty great. There was some good stuff. It was a great time. Did you realize that we're celebrities now because of this? Did you realize that?
Today is the first day of the rest of our careers.
Yes.
And?
Yeah.
Great radio is abound.
Why, do you have something cool or what?
There's some great stuff on the horizon. Tonight.
Oh, for tonight even.
Tonight.
Like what?
Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is always my night, bro.
If you would like to call in and discuss whatever it is that you might like to discuss, you could do so.
Tonight is your night, bro.
The phone number is 389-5678. That spells kick-ass. If you happen to have one of those phones that still have the numbers and letters
the
combined.
Letters on there. Kick ass.
Otherwise, you could call us toll free. And the muckety mucks here at the campus of Minnesota State University Mankato will foot the bill.
Yeah, they'll take care of it.
1-800-456-7810. Otherwise, what do you do?
Wouldn't that be beautiful if some people called us?
It would
like
be something.
Like the old days. Like Ridge Runner and the Mach. Too bad the Mach died.
In their stead, we will be here producing great radio together.
I'm ready, man. I think it's a great, great thing.
I can feel the vibrations.
We got to get back into the saddle once in a while here, Dust.
We do typically have a lot of important stuff planned.
Well, there's just too much sweet dudes that want to talk to us. Or gals.
Dudettes.
Dudettes.
That's Tun's problem. He was at the mall earlier tonight, and it's like he couldn't even step more than a few yards. And it was just like chicks in spandex blocking him. Guys are like stepping out of line at the county fair food kiosk and just like stumbling over.
That one chick did wave at me. Did I know that chick? Did you know her? Some woman waved at me. I don't even know what.
Look here, Tyne. I get women waving at me everywhere I go.
Because we're celebrities or what?
They were waving you off, like, get out of the way, you're blocking my view of wellness.
Pal.
That's
what
it was.
She was looking directly at me. I had a little eye lock, and she waved, and I was like, wait a minute, what? Like, hi, I know you?
And then she said, ew, grody.
Yeah, you're right, and then she ran. She ran.
Get out of the way, you loser.
Get out of here.
I'm trying to sneak a peek at the dust man.
No, that's what happened when we were at Hot Topic, and it was the reversal.
The reversal?
Yeah, they were trying to get at me. You didn't see it.
I just saw you looking at all the Hello Kitty merchandise.
Well, yeah, I look at Hello Kitty and you look at wrestling. Lame.
Well, what can I say? We got some what? What do we have? Nothing?
I don't know what you have lined up. You probably got nothing lined up at all.
Why do I always have to line up everything?
Well, because you're on that other side of the sneeze guard in case I get all huffity-puffity over here.
Could you just for once line up something?
Yeah, like what?
I don't know.
I want something Hispanic.
It's coming up.
Something beautiful. Something kind of romantic, like, you know what I'm saying?
I will play that
something
for you.
Something that has romance. There's a passion. Passion. Can you feel that? That's what I want.
Man, is it getting hot in here, or is it just me?
It's both of us, pal.
Woo! So, let's play some music.
All right.
And then we'll come back, and we'll try to fix the phones, because there's something wrong with it, obviously. Because all those women that promised to call you at Hot Topic earlier tonight.
It's not ringing. There's not a light on there. I'll fix it.
Something's up.
We'll fix it. Hit me with the passion dust.
Here is some passion on your home for passion, the 5 count.
Of the jazz. Digging deep through the earth, looking for gold, but finding only space. Time
jazz. Frat, flat, shrat,
scrat.
Stinky jazz. Jazz. You cannot quite comprehend the jazz. But you can smell the jazz. Can you taste the jazz? It tastes like honeysuckle, dewdrops from the breeze of ancient nations. You're not quite sure that you want the jazz.
Jazz.
You're pretty sure that you hate the jazz, and yet you love the jazz.
Jazz.
Who put the devil into my jazz? I said, who put the Yeltsin jazz? Who put Satan into my jazz? Was this you? Was this you? Who did it? There's Satan in my jazz. The devil's in my jazz. Too much Satan into my jazz.
Cage, you're hungry. We're hungry for some jazz. That's cones on electric. And that cage in your face. And little old me on the Vox. The Vox, the thing that you love.
Yeah.
A new direction for the deep. It's absolutely certain that we will sell many records this way.
do it, no. There's simply nothing to it, no. Our hearts have led us this way. But have our hearts led us astray? Yes! I'm afraid our hearts have led us astray. Why do you do it? Why you do us this way? Because the jazz has no meaning. Rip, snort, and hot pot, hey, read a squid, squiddle a bit, quick, get it, quick, bit, 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 quick, bit, 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 bit,
Alyssa Rose, I'm Angela from Sleepaway Camp, and you are listening to The Five Count. And these guys are awesome. Just what I've been looking for.
A warm embrace to when I got better from the mumps. Yes, my swollen and neck shrunk, but though subtle, I can smell distinctly. Some sick and swollen stink still to this day stays with me. Inert to some dumb tart from Illinois in a shirt that says I heart Michigan boys. But it's oi, still steel as a goy's gut. Oh, so concealed in the crease, but slow pitching like a Vatican priest to be Pope. What? Dope. So every morning wake up with hope, and at night fall asleep at the end of your rope. Alone, pretending to cope. As ill as I am, but with all this will I'll yell. Good God, what a heather, what the fuck? A white dove on the hood of a two-ton truck. It took me 30 years to learn my patterns, just for this turn weird and my return to Saturn. I feel the freezing creep of greedy sleep sneaking in again. I'm dangling. Oh, I don't have to pull a shill of fortune from dessert like the son of a serf to know what I'm worth. I know what I'm deserving of. A freaking dirty dove bed and a bag of bread from a sellout club. But will you spell out love in the lashes life serves up? Or am I just a red bump in the rash of cash worship? Lord, huh? What's up? As ill as I am, but with all this will I'll yell. Good God, what the hell, what the fuck? A white dove on the hood of a two-ton truck. Brief is the life of that bird, who brings your secrets, your deepest beefs and desires through its beak in a minor squeak to be heard. Its meaning complete, no need for words. It might not last more than a week, and if this my final trip it be, Lord, take me quick, let me see ye, and please heed the needs of my family.
As ill as I am, but with all this will I'll yell. Good God, what the fuck?
Oh my damn, oh my goodness, they're going ham. Oh my goodness, oh my damn, oh my goodness, they're going ham. This is how bacon is supposed to be. The fries, they blend so perfectly. The cheese up in here is going ham. Damn, damn, damn. I wish you could smell what I'm smelling. You bite the fry bites back, my man. Damn, damn. Crunch. Look at the bacon. Get yourself that double cheeseburger. Damn, damn, damn. Get a grocery bag. The cheese is oozing. Let's do this. Damn, damn, damn. Do you want to know the difference between a wheat burger and a burger that has strength? And a burger that has strength? You can chew and stop talk. A burger with strength, you chew. The meat just absorbs all the space and all the air possible all in your throat. To the point that if you wanted to start talking, nothing but is coming out. Word. Skimble a rinky dinky dink. Skimble a rinky dink. I love you, you.
Oh my.
Is supposed to be. The fries, they blend so perfectly. The cheese up in here is going ham. Damn, damn, damn. I wish you could smell what I'm smelling. You bite the fry bites back, my man. Damn, damn, damn. Crispy crunch. Damn. Look at the bacon. Damn. Get yourself that double cheeseburger. Damn, damn. Grocery bag. The cheese is oozing. Let's do it.
Whoa, man.
Whoa.
We're back.
That was beautiful.
Tons here. He's going ham.
Damn.
Welcome back to the five count.
Oh, yeah.
We're going ham.
I'm glad you brought me the passion dust.
Tons here. One half of the Deadly Zambui Express.
I am here.
Here's a little story now.
All right.
And Southern Minnesota, I'm bringing this up because I think you will really appreciate the lengths that Ton goes to make great radio possible in Southern Minnesota. So he is fresh out of a recent hospital stay. Ton was on his way to one of his various celebrity appearances that he makes around town. And he had a run-in with some no-goodniks on a county road. And he said some things. They said some things back. Basically, verbal barbs were exchanged.
Verbal barbs.
And it wound up coming to blows. And when it was all said and done, and the gravel smoke cleared, Ton...
Gravel smoke.
Was missing his hands. They were gone. Done for.
It's really... It's hard to talk about.
But, while he was laid up in the hospital...
Dust, I was a musician.
He was a musician, mind you, and that's what makes it all the more tragic, is that this man used his hands on a daily basis. He was making music. He was stirring drinks. He was fondling young ladies. I mean, lots of activities took place throughout Ton's day that required the use of two strong, healthy hands.
I'm not regularly fondling young ladies.
Not anymore. But now here is the part of the story that really gets to you. He was in the hospital, and it all seemed like maybe there was nothing left to live for, you know? I mean, that was it. A man such as Ton's caliber had no hands. Maybe he had no future.
What do I do?
But he did a lot of soul searching and made some friends in the hospital who happened to be pretty savvy as far as technology goes. They built him some robotic hands.
Yes!
Giant vibrating metal fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's back.
Cyberstorm. That's what they call me now.
They call him Cyberstorm. He's back. True punks, you might want to watch your backs.
Yes.
Because Ton, a.k.a. Cyberstorm, is on the attack.
Coming after you, true punks. Listen.
And this all happened yesterday.
What could I do?
And he's back. He's back here on the five count, making great radio. Just like nothing's changed.
I had to do something.
What an incredible story.
I had to do something. I couldn't just sit there with no hands. Dust.
Now he's going ham.
Yes. Up in here.
Here he is.
Man, this is a beautiful thing.
That is an incredible story.
You know, it was an incredible story. That was an incredible set list that you played.
You like that?
Yeah, I loved it all. It was really heartfelt.
Well, this is the five count. This is where the boys are. In case you were looking. Found us.
You remember that time that we set a couple up on this show?
Yeah.
What was it for, like prom or something?
Yeah, they went to the prom.
We set them up.
I don't know if that ended well, but...
Oh, it did.
At the time.
Oh, it did. It ended really well.
It was teenage bliss.
Teenage bliss.
Like a song you might hear some people sing about on a beach before a big surf competition.
It was it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Well, and now here we are.
Here we are, many years later.
We're like an institution here.
Still doing this show.
You can always count on us.
Count on us to give some advice.
Sure.
We can bring back the Love Doctor sometime if you needed some advice.
Ton used to dabble in the area of Love Doctor.
I was until Mo stole it. He stole that thing.
He stole it right out from under him.
Stole it.
The man's got no hands, Mo.
Listen,
come on.
Mole came in and just started calling himself the Love Doctor, and it was like he didn't even consult me. He didn't even say anything. It was ridiculous.
Well, let me tell you this. That ain't going to happen no more.
Now, listen now. I'm a nice guy.
Oh, okay.
I let him have it. I was like, you know what, Mole? Run with that thing. I was finished with it anyway.
He's moved on.
It's fine. I'll let him take that thing.
Now you can call him Cyberstorm. That's the theme song that plays. He has speakers hooked up to his hips.
To my waistband, yeah. I have a waistband.
Dubstep protrudes from the groinal region.
Yeah, it's everything is about pelvic thrusting.
And watch then it, ladies.
It makes my fingers move.
It's incredible.
It's kind of the noises that they make.
Fireworks. Explosions.
Cyberstorm.
Two-page spreads in National Geographic. It is intense.
National Geographic? Why am I in National Geographic all of a sudden?
Because you are one of the wonders of the world.
Because of my metal hands?
And people want to know more. They want to see more.
Whatever happened to those noises? You used to make the sweetest, like, 80s video game shirt-ripping explosion noises.
I ripped every article of clothing I owned.
Every single one is ripped to shreds.
Now I just make sewing noises because I had to patch them all up.
Man, you are a hoot.
That's me
crap.
Sewing.
That's crap.
Tell me about it. That's look at terrible. I'm tattered.
Oh, man.
It is something.
Listen, what are you going to do?
I am going to invite the listeners to give us a call. That's what I'm going to do.
Give us a call, 389-5678, if you're within the Mankato listening area. 389-5678. You could call us. We'll talk to you about stuff, things, whatever's on your mind.
Sure.
If you're outside of that listening area.
You can tell us about school.
You can call us up at 1-800-456-7810. That's 1-800-456-7810. It's a beautiful thing.
We could discuss, you know, whatever's on your mind.
School.
Possibly the upcoming election. Are you thinking of running for the vacated House District 19A seat? You can run your speech by us, and we'll see if you got a chance.
Yeah, we'll shoot you straight, man. We'll let you know what we think.
Are you having trouble with your class schedule?
Good.
Freshman orientation?
Are you, like, dusty and having trouble finding a winter jacket?
That could be something we could discuss.
We could talk about that.
Has anyone seen my mittens?
The thing is, like, 40 below. It's, like, 40 below out there.
It was 40 above when I came here.
Dust hangs out in, like, a windbreaker. No, it's cool. I'm tough.
I'm shaped like a walrus. So it's okay.
Your mittens? You're missing your mittens?
I am missing my mittens.
That's rough, man. I don't think I can help you with that.
And the boys. Where are the boys?
The boys.
What do you do?
They're hanging with the true punks.
Can I just say?
You can say whatever you want, man. I mean, I don't discriminate.
Well, let's talk to caller one.
Caller
first.
One, you got something to say?
Hi, this is caller one calling. I'm actually calling about the Love Doctor. I'm trying to decide whether Tun would be a better Love Doctor or whether Mo would be a better Love Ooh. Doctor. So I'd like to know what sort of experience you have with love, Dr. Tun, and what makes you better than Mo.
Wow.
Yes, yes, please elaborate.
Okay, well, first of all, way before Mo even had a show, I had a separate show on this station, and I was called JC the Love Doctor. And I was on a funk show. So, if you just think about funk music, what comes to mind?
Well, I do think that if there is funk involved, you probably do need a doctor.
Yes, exactly. See, you're on the right track. So, George Clinton and myself were doing a show, basically, all about the funk and love. So, that's pretty much my repertoire.
Okay, so you're... Your areas of expertise are in both funk and love.
Can't argue with that, caller one.
Can't really argue with that.
What sort of love-related illnesses have you treated or at least had experience with?
Love-related illnesses?
Love sickness?
Well, I mean, you're a doctor.
Yes.
Or have I taken the wrong approach?
No,
Do you write theses and dissertations?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
As he said, part of love sickness, I would say, is heart throbbing.
There you go.
I can take care of that. Mm. Cold sweats. I can take care of that.
Cold sores?
Cold sweats, caller one. The sweats.
Okay, sorry.
Sometimes cold sores.
Different kind of love doctor.
Yeah, cold sores. Come on.
What is this?
This is
not. It's part of love, man.
Well, I don't know where you're getting your love, but...
It's better to have loved and gotten a cold sore than to never have loved at all.
Are you also a doctor, Dustin?
No, I just play one on the radio.
I didn't get it. I got it.
Listen now, are you planning to call Mo and get his little...
Well, it's only fair, isn't it, that each doctor of love gets to sell his or her expertise to the potential customer? I mean, I imagine that there's also a site on Yelp where I could check your rating?
Sure.
Good. I'll type in Radio Love Doctor and hopefully I'll find...
No, what I can say is, I will definitely admit to this, I do think that Mo developed a better vocal technique over the airwaves. Mm. Like, have you listened to his show?
It's like butter.
That guy's
butter.
Voice is like something special. So that's also why I just said, you know what, he needs to take it. He can take that thing.
You know, but doctors have different specialties. I mean, you could be like the gastroenterologist love doctor, and Mo could be the butter love doctor.
Wait a minute. I'm the gastroenterologist, and he's the butter?
Well,
what?
Just throwing things out there, you know what I mean?
As an example.
He's lubing things up, and I'm catching them as they're flying out. I don't understand what is going on here.
That's what I heard.
Caller one, jeez.
Caller one, I will say this. If you need a prescription written for great radio, Tun is your man.
Oh, man. Can I get that filled at the local CVS?
I am the guy. Or my house.
He'll give you a 3-month prescription.
Stop by. I'll just write it up.
Okay. How many refills?
House calls. I will have to assess that.
He's been known to do at least 4 or 5 in the same day. That's his record.
I assess that on the
fly. All right. I see that you're also a doctor of love. That's very good. I'm going to write you a terrific review on Yelp. And I'll have my publicist get in contact with you.
Excellent.
There it is.
Well, thank you. Thank you for answering all my questions.
Thank you, caller one.
Goodbye, Dustin and Tom.
Goodbye.
So long, caller one. And good luck with your illness.
See, that's nice. That's nice when you get a nice caller like that.
Great radio is one thing, but when you're able to help out your fellow man, that's a special feeling.
See, this is what I'm talking about, Dusty. This is what we used to do all the time. This is what the show was. This is what the show was built off of.
Helping others?
Helping people.
When did it turn into just...
Getting involved with the community? Now you went
now
and your head's all huge. Oh, no, we got to talk to big-time celebrities every single week.
I've always had a pretty big head.
Yeah.
Like, I have trouble finding hats and stuff.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying.
Dusty.
I have some tips for you, Tun.
For me?
I do.
All right.
Since you were so generous in helping out previous caller one,
mm-hmm.
and probably hundreds of others who were... too embarrassed to be previous caller ones.
Mm-hmm.
I have some tips for you.
So,
are you ready?
I'm ready.
They are Nintendo Power tips.
Yeah,
because I noticed you were struggling.
Do I get a power glove or do I get what?
There's a power glove.
Yes.
The 5 count has your tips on love and Nintendo, and that's why you keep coming back.
Yes.
Nintendo! Nintendo! Hi, Power Players. Listen up, and we'll provide you with tips for some of your favorite NES game packs. You may want to grab a pencil and a piece of paper, or wait to write them down until the next time you listen. First, I have some valuable continue codes for you. Follow the directions closely, and you'll be able to start your game from where you finished or close to it. Here we go. In Super Mario Bros., when the screen reads Game Over, hold down the A button and then press Start. In Gradius, as soon as your last ship is destroyed, quickly push down, then up on the control pad, and then B-A, 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 start after Game Over. For Ikari Warriors, right after you lose your last man, quickly press A, B, B, A, and your character will reappear. This one also works for Ikari Warriors 2, Victory Road. In Hudson's Adventure Island, find the B hidden inside the egg at the end of Stage 1, and you'll gain the ability to continue. Just hold right on the control pad and press Start. Here's another powerful tip we've discovered that works on both Life Force and Contra. Follow along closely for the key to getting 30 extra men or spaceships. When the title screen appears, press up twice, down twice, then left, right on your control pad. Then press B, A, and Start. Presto, you start the game with 30 lives, and each time you continue, you'll receive 30 new lives. And for our grand finale, we're going to tell you how to enter a whole new ring in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. You can earn your title a brand new way by entering the pass key 135-702-468. Leave the last digit blank. Then press and hold the A, B, and select buttons at the same time. I know you'll find these tips helpful, as well as all the great game info in every issue of Nintendo Power. These great Nintendo Power tips were brought to you by Nintendo Serial System. You'll find insider info like this and much more in every issue of Nintendo Power, the source for NES players straight from the pros. Nintendo!
Listen to my song. Don't get mad because it ain't no harm. I want to play with you, poodle. Can I play with you, poodle? Now let me play with you, poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Yeah. Ever seen what I like about him? You sure keeps him clean. I want to play with you, poodle. Can I play with you, poodle? Now let me play with you, poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. So soft, so gentle and sweet. I'd like to play with him at least one day a week. I want to play with you, poodle. Can I play with you, poodle? Now let me play with you, poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Thank you. Your little poodle's got long black shaggy hair. Looks like the face of a teddy bear. I want to play with your poodle. Can I play with your poodle? Now let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog.
I'm Naoko from Shonen Knife, and you are listening to Five Count. Shonen Knife の Naoko です。ただいまお聞きの放送は Five Count です。Five Count 最高。
I wanna be Twist Bobby. I wanna be Twist Bobby. I wanna be Twist Bobby.
We will have the power. We will have the glory in our shining hour.
We'll be right back.
Satan has the power.
Shocker!
Oh, man. That was intense.
Yeah.